And Deputy Mike Hutchinson from Dual County joining us. First of all, Mike, it's good to talk to you. This is my first time actually getting to talk to you since the incident back in December. I've talked to your daughter a few times and, of course, keeping up with updates on Facebook. But one thing is, I mean, obviously you're at home, you're doing better, you're not in the hospital, but you've been having a couple of surgeries here and there, you've dealt with some additional infection. Just kind of give us a status update on where you're at right now.
Well, we've rounded the corner, I think, on the infection. I'm off all antibiotics now as of about 3 to 4 days ago. I still have an open wound in my lower abdomen, and they're having to pack it and with sterile gauze and there's a medicine that they put on it, and then they put a bandage over it, and that'll probably go for about 2 to 3 more weeks. I started back on physical therapy on Monday, and things are looking up and looking good. I just need to build up muscle strength and get my balance back and work on stamina a little bit so I've got some energy.
So obviously a long road to recovery after that December incident, but let's go to the deal at hand right now. Not too long ago, you and your wife received word from Dual County. You also received a letter from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska that you guys were going to lose your health coverage. You obviously talked to the sheriff about this and some other people. I mean, what were some of the questions that you were asking? And a lot of questions that we have is why you were hurt on the job, you were shot on the job. So what's going on with this?
Okay, well, there's NACO, Nebraska Association of County Commissioners, basically have this policy in this letter stating that if you fall below 30 hours, you know, we're going to terminate your insurance. And when you asked NACO, they said, no, this was done by your employer. And when asked Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they said, this is terminated by your employer. We don't have anything to do with it. Then when you ask the county commissioners, and they didn't really speak during the meeting, the county attorney spoke and said, basically, we're not obligated to pay this. And I'm like, well, how does that work? You're not obligated to pay it. I made a commitment to you folks when I was hired, took an oath to uphold the laws, serve the people here, serve and protect them and their property. And I said, I left my blood up there on that hill. I said, I think I've honored my commitment, but when I was hired, your sheriff, who represents you, says, we're going to provide you with family health benefits, family health insurance, life insurance. We're going to match funds to go into your retirement. But they never said, oh, by the way, if you get shot in the line of duty and you're out for any length of time, we're going to take all your benefits away. So I feel like I was penalized for doing my job. But yet they feel that they're not obligated. I can't work. My wife is off of work because she's home helping me. We live out in the country. There's not really any home health nursing to speak of out here that I'm aware of or that my wife's aware of. So then they say, well, you know, you can sign up for COBRA. Well, how much is COBRA? Well, it's about $1,566.15 a month. I get two checks from Workman's Comp. In Workman's Comp, my checks total just a little over $2,000. So you take $1,566.15, that pretty much wipes out both my checks. I don't even have money to pay for rent for my house. So I don't know how they expect me to make it with Carol being off work. So, it's been a hardship on myself and my wife, and the first stress is basically trying to get my body healthy. I'm not cleared to go back to work medically. I've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I haven't been cleared by a mental therapist to go back to work either. So, I'm still dealing with issues, and I'm trying to get better, and then, of course, this comes up that they're pulling my benefits.
Was there a comment? I think I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but did somebody come to you guys and say, "Well, if you work 30 hours a week, we can put you back onto the health coverage"?
Yeah, it was implied by Polly Olson, who works for the county, and then my sheriff is another one that said, you know, well, if you could just work 30 hours, you know, you get your health benefits back. And I already told Scott, or my sheriff, that, hey, I can't come back to work. I'm not medically cleared. I'm not even mentally cleared. Where would the liability be if I got hurt? So, you know, I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard spot. And I feel that the commissioners basically need to honor the commitment.
Now, Hutch, I know that you've worked for other sheriff's departments. You've been a law enforcement officer for many years. You were at Keith County. That's one example that I know of, and a few other places. Have you ever ran across this same type of situation with any other deputy or any other sheriff's department?
I had a good friend of mine who just died of a massive heart attack here a few weeks ago by the name of David Sullivan. And we worked out in Merritt County together. And Dave was in a pursuit and rolled his car and got hurt very bad. And he was off of work for a long time, probably, I want to say, longer than 12 months. His sheriff went to his commissioners and said, hey, this guy still has a family, still has bills, and he's trying to make it on two-thirds. He said, I'd like to keep paying him. And so the commissioners, in their infinite wisdom, did some talking and stuff and found out that if Dave brought in the workman's comp checks, they would cut him a full paycheck so that he didn't lose out. His health insurance and the rest of his benefits were never questioned. They were never even brought up that they were going to be taken from him. Just a few weeks back or a few days back here, Billy O'Connor, who's a commissioner over in Keith County, he passed away. He was a county commissioner. The commissioners over there knew that the health insurance for the family was going to be dropped. They opted to pay out of another fund the family health benefits for Billy O'Connor's family for 6 months. That means they put him on COBRA for 6 months, and they paid for it. The county did.
So those are just examples on where they could have taken this. I mean, they obviously could have taken steps prior to all of this to not allow. I mean, right now, you and your wife do not have health coverage.
That is correct.
So they could have taken measures prior to this to stop this from happening.
Yes.
Now, I know, Hutch, there's a lot of, I mean, deputies and sheriff's departments across the state, they're kind of under this one umbrella with the, I can't remember the name of the association, but there's a sheriff's association that is here in the state of Nebraska. Unlike, you know, Lincoln and Omaha, most of the state of Nebraska is not under a union, so you don't have a union that you can go to, but a lot of people are under this same clause. Do you feel that this may impact even more sheriff's deputies in the future if something like this were to happen to them?
Dual County has set a bad precedent by not doing anything. So I'm hoping that we can bring this to light to other counties, and that something with NACO will change and or something with Blue Cross will change. But I think the legislature needs to get involved to make those changes, because it's not just for law enforcement. You've got firefighters out there. You've got EMTs. You've got paramedics. Up in Wisconsin here not too long ago, they had two paramedics shot. Now they got them wearing bulletproof vests.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, I mean, there's another twist to this too. A lot of people were thinking, you know, you guys lost your health insurance, so everything that occurred during this is not going to be covered. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. At least the shooting incident is going to be taken care of as of right now, right?
Workman's comp is doing what they're supposed to.
Okay.
So the shooting incident and those injuries, infections, and all that are being taken care of.
It's just, you know, here's a good example, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you and your wife have to travel back and forth to Ogallala numerous times. If you guys got into a car accident, you guys wouldn't be covered. You wouldn't have health coverage at that point.
Yeah, who pays for that? It's got to come out of my pocket, and it will be costly. And if it's serious enough, it could bankrupt me.
Very, very, very sad situation. Okay, so we're now into this, you know, we just had this one commissioner's meeting. Those guys are considered to table the issue, and we have another one coming up on June 21st.
No. That's a misconception. They did not table it.
Okay.
They said they are not going to do anything, if ever. Those are Joel Jay's words. We are not going to do anything, if ever.
So do we need need people to still go to this meeting on the 21st to kind of push them a little bit to get you the health coverage that you need?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anybody that's listening, just go over to Dual County. What time is the meeting? I think you guys are on about 10 o'clock on the 21st. Is that right?
The meeting starts at 8:30, and I think we're on for 10 a.m.
Okay. Very good. Go out there and support Deputy Mike Hutchinson, his family, and you know, health coverage basically terminated after he was shot back in December of last year while serving a warrant that was out of Keith County and also Sedgwick County, Colorado. Of course, this incident all took place in Big Springs, Nebraska, and Hutch, I tell you what, man, there's a lot of people backing you. We want you to get healthy, number one, and number two, we need you to get this health coverage and to keep your family intact and whatnot. And you know, obviously, this has put a little bit of damper on the health recovery as well, because you're having to deal with this and not able to focus on some other things. So, you know, we wish you the best of luck, bud.
Okay, appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you.